Let's talk about entrepreneurship here in Chattanooga. Brianna Garza is owner and founder of Chat Taste Food Tours. Ella Livingston is owner and founder of Coco Asante. We bring you this conversation in collaboration with the Community Foundation of Greater Chattanooga. Brianna, Ella, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us here. The space is beautiful, Ray.
We're excited to be here.
We're excited to have you here, and we're excited to talk about entrepreneurship. From each of you, talk more about how you became an entrepreneur.
Well, entrepreneurship kind of arrived at my house. After losing my job during the pandemic, I was really plagued with what next, and I took a gamble on myself, something I've never really done before. I've always been a healthcare professional, a mom. Chat Taste is the product of a bunch of community collaboration and the necessity to be creative.
So for me, entrepreneurship has always been something that I've done ever since I was a little girl, whether I was doing hair or doing photography. It wasn't a huge step to start Coco Asante. Well, it was, because this was an official business, but I wanted to combine just my passion for great high quality chocolate with what my family does in Ghana as cocoa farmers.
And then Brianna, for people who have heard about Chat Taste but wonder what it's all about, talk more about that.
The answer is simple, really. Imagine speed dating, but with restaurants. You fill out your profile online. You let us know what you don't prefer to eat, any dietary restrictions or allergies. And your profile is shared with each chef. And you attend a tour. You're guided by a Chattanooga ambassador to 5 locations in 2.5 hours. You're speed dating these locations. You get the best of the best in a topicized version because those locations want you to come back.
And then what are some of the challenges that each of you has faced in becoming an entrepreneur?
I would say the biggest challenge is what I've found is that the food and beverage industry is pretty male dominated. So the barrier of entry was pretty difficult to overcome. But I think the market, I think Chattanooga has been the silver lining. Chattanooga is such an inclusive city. The resources that we have available have been in excess. My cup runneth over with opportunities that have presented themselves and entities that have supported my business, helping us get structured and making those introductions so that a new face for F&B in Chattanooga isn't taboo. Restaurants have embraced Chat Taste. We have 29 local restaurant entities, and we respect and rely on them all to make this business functional and important and entertaining for our guests. So the spirit of collaboration in Chattanooga has made it easier to enter F&B than it would in a larger city or other cities based on what I've been told by other food tour operators.
Some of the challenges that I have faced have been more personal. I have continued to work as an educator while growing Coco Asante. And so managing that and being a teacher, as well as being a mom and worrying about childcare. Childcare is something that I feel plagues a lot of parents here in the U.S. And it is an issue that's existed for decades, but not one that there's like a viable solution for the mass amount of people. That has been honestly my biggest challenge. I definitely agree with Brianna's sentiments about the support. I think Chattanooga has a lot of support for startup companies. Talk about Launch, the Company Lab, the Community Foundation, Urban League, so many more that I failed to mention. So you have that support. You have support for corporations and tech companies. But I think what I have started to struggle with is, as a company that you're not a startup, but you're not a large corporation, and you're trying to grow, but you're not a tech company where you can just scale and generate mass amounts of revenue. I'm a, what I like to call, a slow, sustainable growth company. We don't grow bigger than what we need to and what we can handle. And so for me, it has been a struggle to grow and manage that growth. And so having to kind of look outside of Chattanooga for that support, that's been the most difficult part.
Brianna, I'd like you to chime in on that as well, because I would imagine that some of what Ella is saying, you have experienced yourself. And like Ella, you are also a mom.
I am. I am the proud mother of a 10-year-old fifth grader at CSAS. And the spirit of community there, Ella mentioned the business resources in town. CoLab has been a major source of support. The Community Foundation, oh my gosh, they not only help you in your time of need, but they put parameters in place to help you as your business is growing. And you get to that state of ambiguity. It was like, what's next? But yeah, as a mom, I always comment that she's my first employee because she gets things done. But we're raising powerful women, Ella and I. And it is every time I get tired or I get down because sales trends are not meeting the parameters or expectations, I remember that I'm teaching a miniature version of myself that, hey, this is possible. And since I can strap my boots on and get it done. But yeah, I pull a lot of inspiration from being a mompreneur.
I 100% agree. My 2-year-old is pretty much the boss of me. She's also our brand ambassador. I have to figure out how to put her on payroll. But yeah, we do it because we're moms. And honestly, what we do with Chat Taste and with Coco Asante is so much bigger than ourselves. We have a bigger purpose in bringing a lot to Chattanooga, whether it's the food scene or whether it's changing the way the chocolate industry works and bringing back wealth and ownership to countries like Ghana and the Ivory Coast. So because of our why and because of our legacies that we have in our children, we have no choice but to succeed. And so that's why we continue to keep pushing. But I 100% agree, there is a lot of support, but of course there can always be more.
And in talking about the why and in talking about raising women, let's also talk about you are raising women of color.
And what that means for me, Ray, is that we're already women in an industry that doesn't always allow women's voices to be heard. So raising a young Black woman, a young Hispanic woman, there's a lot that goes into that confidence. One thing that we preach in our home is that you sit up straight, you look people in the eye, and you get things done. Confidence, and you add a huge layer of grit, and that is the recipe for success in our home. Our focus is on providing quality service and being a well-rounded, positive individual. Everything else and everything that's for you will find you. But I think our focus in our house is confidence and sitting up and looking people directly in the eye and speaking your piece and doing it with a bunch of love and abundance of credibility because you've done your due diligence. So I'm coming from a military household where it was put upon us to be confident and to enter a room with respect, but with purpose. And that trickle-down effect is very evident in our household.
Speaking of confidence, Bella, my 2-year-old, is the most talkative, confident 2-year-old. She's not afraid to be curious and explore. And I love that because I come from an immigrant family. So I came from Ghana to the U.S. when I was 3. And my parents pretty much gave up everything to come here to the U.S. They gave up jobs and they left family, they left community to start all over in the U.S. And so my parents have done their due diligence of providing me opportunity. My job is to provide my daughter freedom and the choice to choose what she wants to do and build upon what my parents have passed down to me. So raising Bella as a beautiful Black girl, I'm instilling in her the confidence in who she is. Don't be afraid to do what makes you happy. And she loves her curls. I'll point to her and she'll say, "Mommy, brown skin," or "Mommy, look at my hair." And for her to be able to find that confidence in herself as a Black girl to me has been very, very fulfilling. As an educator, I remember being intentional about wearing my natural hair out so my students could see that. And I would have girls come to me and say, "Miss Livingston, I have my curls out just like you." And it may not seem important, but representation, we'll preach it till we die. Representation is so important. And a part of us doing what we do is we're here to represent so our children can see what success can look like and then take that and run with it.
Each of you talk about women in your lives who inspired you on this path that you have described in just the past few minutes, including women who have inspired you to be and to continue as entrepreneurs.
My first mentor, and she's going to hear this and she's going to be like, "Are you serious?" Yes, Valerie Armstrong. When I first met her, she was the president of the NAACP Hamilton County chapter. She went on to become the president of Tennessee American Water. She has then been promoted, and I watched her, you know, online, and the impact she has in the community still, the volunteerism. And if there was one person in Chattanooga that I can say that has inspired me the most in terms of mentorship, and we're talking 15, 16 years ago in college, no one do the math, but, and that being true today where, you know, that influence, that mentorship, a woman that could have been a successful entrepreneur, I think everything she touches would have gone gold, but I still pull a lot of inspiration from her and her impact in the community. But Valerie Armstrong, I mean, if you're listening, you're incredible.
for me, one woman that I admire the most would be Issa Rae. And, you know, I know she's a celebrity and whatnot, but I admire Issa Rae so much because I was a part of her journey when she started making videos on YouTube, Awkward Black Girl. And for the first time, I was able to see myself in a character on a screen. I saw myself as the character that Issa Rae was playing. And so to see her grow from her creating, writing, producing, starring in her own kind of online sitcom to now where she has multiple, you know, HBO shows and is writing and producing and has her hands in everything. So to see her growth and now she's providing opportunities for other people, I appreciate that because it tells me that I can create something out of nothing. And that's what I'm trying to do with Coco Asante. We're trying to start small as a chocolate company and grow into a massive company that has gone back to Ghana and is manufacturing cacao on a large scale. So that's something out of nothing. To see her do it in a different industry tells me I can do it with the cacao industry.
Talk more about what is the next level for each of you as entrepreneurs and how you see the next level for entrepreneurship here in the Chattanooga area, including for women such as yourselves.
Well, the next step for Chat Taste, and we have not shared this publicly yet, so Scenic Roots, you're hearing it first, we are rebranding. So we will remain Chat Taste, the Taste of Chattanooga, but we are going beyond food. A Taste of Chattanooga also includes history, architecture, culture, art. And so A Taste of Chattanooga will now offer 4 additional tour options that don't include food, but food is always available in Chattanooga. We can always offer suggestions. For any entrepreneur listening, this is your sign that it is time to launch that idea. I hear from entrepreneurs all the time, well, the market is saturated. I'm afraid to tell someone my idea because they might steal it. Go to the mountaintop and sing it. You will have barriers. You are in the correct location. The city will wrap their arms around you. You have 2 people here that will support you. I hope our information gets shared with this link. We've been helped so much, and I think Ella and I would agree. It's an honor to give back to future entrepreneurs, especially women entrepreneurs. The path has been paved with Ella and I, and we are happy to take people and show them along the way. But yeah, this is your sign. You need to launch that idea. Chattanooga's resources, the Community Foundation, CoLab, we cannot reiterate the resources that those 2 entities provide. And that's the tip of the iceberg. I don't think that I've even fully embraced every resource that Chattanooga has to offer. The TVFCU Idea Leak Grant, there's so many resources. And your business is not too small. Your business is not too new. Start now.
For Coco Asante, our next step has been one that I say we're going to achieve every year, but then my accountant says, no, not this year. So we are planning to become bean to bar, which means we'll be processing the cacao ourselves right here in Chattanooga and sourcing the cacao beans from my family's farm in Ghana. So that is a major, major step. In addition to that, following becoming bean to bar, we want to open up a retail shop where customers can tour the facility, see how chocolate is made, learn about all the inequities in the cacao industry, and what we're doing to make a difference. So that's something that we're excited to achieve within the next year or two. Along with that, I think everyone knows that Chattanooga is growing. We can see it. A lot of companies are moving to Chattanooga. Large major companies are moving to Chattanooga. We have an influx of individuals, especially remote workers, as Gig City. And so there's a lot of growth in Chattanooga. And I think with people starting to realize it, more potential funding opportunities for small businesses are also coming along with that. So I would encourage anyone who is considering becoming an entrepreneur to, like Brianna said, start now. Like, don't let fear hold you back. When I first started, all I knew was I wanted to make chocolate. I had no experience in making chocolate, none as a chocolatier. I learned everything from YouTube University and Google University. I had a name. I didn't even know what my product specifically was going to be, but I started. My products, my logo, nothing is the same as when I started, but the most important thing is I got started so that I could make the changes that I needed to. So that, like Brianna, she got started and now she's rebranding and growing bigger. So the most important thing is just to get started and know that you're going to have a lot of support starting out.
And if people want to reach out to each of you, learn more about your businesses, where can they go online?
Our website is a wealth of information and tells our startup story. That's www.chattaste.com. Three T's, chat like Chattanooga, taste because there's food. You can follow us on Instagram at Chat Taste, Facebook at Chat Taste Food Tours, and then you can send me an email, admin@chattaste.com. We'd love to hear from you.
You can always check out Coco Asante on our website. That's www.cocoasante.com, spelled C-O-C-O-A-A-S-A-N-T-E. We're also on all social media platforms at Coco Asante. We'd love to engage with you guys, especially on TikTok if you have it.
All right, Brianna, Ella, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us. This has been fun.
Thanks, Ray.
Our thanks to Woodson Carpenter and the team at the Community Foundation of Greater Chattanooga for this conversation.